for a while, my mother engaged a teacher to teach her Russian. When that was about 8, it was 1912, a Yiddish newspaper used to circulate in town. There were headlines about a blood libel trial going on in a Russian court, probably Moscow. A Gentile boy was found murdered, and a Jewish man, whose name was Mendel Bayliss, was accused of the murder for the purpose of using his blood for baking matzah for the Passover. When you were reading the Source or other Jewish history books, you must have come across a few such blood libels against the Jews. The trial lasted a long time. It enraged the civilized world. There were many protests by famous people. Even the Vatican condemned it. Mendel Bayliss was finally cleared, and the guilty person was found. At one time, it may have been at the same time, but my mother employed a Gentile girl from a neighboring village. Several weeks before the Passover, this girl used to cry a lot and was very nervous, seemed to be afraid. When my mother questioned her why she's crying, she told my mother she was afraid she might be killed. So my mother sent her home to our village. When I was growing older, I used to love to read a lot. I used to read mostly Yiddish books, such as the works of Sholem Aleichem, also some Hebrew books. I used to meet a friend of mine in the morning, and we used to study together and do our homework. When this friend grew older, he went to a yeshiva in a bigger town to study for the rabbinate. His yeshiva, during its wanderings during World War, landed in China and eventually in Israel. He finally settled in New York with his family. I was able to visit him once before he died. Now I'll tell you about my brother Nehemia. He was about 2 years older than I. He used to go to yeshiva in Lida, the next bigger town. My mother took him there while we had some relatives and arranged for him to eat days. This was a custom to help feed yeshiva students. Each student was assigned to have his meals with families, one each day with a different family. My mother once fed one such student in our town, one day a week. I was hoping to do the same after a while, but World War I upset much of my education. My brother and I used to take care of our vegetable garden together. He used to love to sing. He must have loved music. He fashioned a fiddle out of a flat wood box with chords, also a bow, and was actually able to produce musical sounds. When I was a little older, I used to join his friends Saturday afternoons. I used to take walks in a park-like area near the river. Many people, the Jewish population, especially the younger ones, used to enjoy these walks Saturday afternoons.